Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Can you believe it's Easter Sunday already? For those of us Christians this morning, we know Christ has risen. And he rose today, Sunday, April 5th, 2015. Also happening around Easter Sunday is Easter school break for children. I had my three grands this week. I love my grands. They are my good, good children. We had a blast. I must give them a shout-out, Omarion, Amaya, and Tashmir. We started off the week at GameWorks, then went to see an epic movie, Into the Woods. The next day, we went to Cloud Nine Trampoline Bounce House. I mean, they spent 2 hours in there bouncing and bouncing and bouncing and running and bouncing. We also stopped by the Fun Forest in the library that day. We took a one-day break, and then we went back to a place called the Cinema Cafe. I think that might have been on Wednesday. That's where you watch a movie and eat. We saw two more movies. Around that time, they also patronized the new Taste Buds Popcorn Cafe in Virginia Beach. We visited a fabulous museum exhibit about the history of video gaming. That was at the Chrysler Museum over in Norfolk, Virginia. We made a pit stop at an old favorite spot called Kangaroo Jack's Bounce House. And next to their last day, we went to another old favorite, Chuck E. Cheese, and our outdoor park fun known as the Fun Forest. Man, that place is fabulous. Lastly, Saturday before Easter, it's always Easter egg hunt. Our first Easter egg hunt was at the Ray and Joan Kroc Salvation Army Center in Norfolk, Virginia. What a fabulous place for families. Next, we rode down into Virginia Beach for the Hunt Club's egg extravaganza, which included live animals, inflatables, hay rides, Easter egg hunts, donkey rides, and more. All in all, this week was the best ever. We organized our activities just right. We are thankful and grateful for what the Lord giveth us. Now, on with the show for today. And like I said, today is Sunday, April 5th. The year is 2015. As you may know, I have created a new show this year, Laura Gall's Financial Fitness Boot Camp. I air this show on the first Sunday of every month. My topic today is basic investing and retirement investment. My materials are straight out of an AARP brochure about money. Why? Because money matters. That's the name of the brochure. Let me find the page I'm looking for. First of all, in this brochure, they have a lot of resources in the back. I'm going to start off with basic investment principles. Investment decisions don't have to be complicated if you focus on five basic principles of sound investing. The first principle is low fees. The second principle is something called indexing. The third principle is called diversification. The fourth principle is called rebalancing. And the fifth is simple choices. These principles form the foundation of prudent investing. Now, let me define some of these principles. One that we're probably very familiar with is known as diversification. Spreading, which means spreading investment choices over diverse areas of the market to help reduce overall risk. The old adage is true, don't put all your eggs in one basket. And that's true. You nowadays, you need, if you got a little bit of money, you might need more than one bank account, because if a bank is hacked or something, you don't want to lose all of your money just due to that. So diversification is important. It means don't put all your eggs in one basket. It means having several different types of investments. And the thing about it is different types of investments yield different types of dividends. Or okay, now next is indexing. A lot of people may not know what that means, so I'm going to define it. A low-cost option that offers broad diversification and risk management. Index funds, for example, are low-cost mutual funds that seek to mirror the performance of the broader markets they represent, such as a large company stock or technology stocks. So we're supposed to become familiar with something known as indexing, and like I said, that's supposed to be a part of basic investment principles. Okay. Low fees. Now, nobody really wants to pay a huge fee in order to gain interest on their money. So you're looking for low fees when you get ready to invest. Okay, in the long term, a small difference in fees can make a big difference in returns. Product fees and expenses reduce your investment return, so look for investments with low fees. Hey, that's true. And when they're talking long term, they're talking from age 30 to maybe age 65. That's 35 years of investing in a particular investment, and over that, say 35 years, if you're paying a monthly fee, it really adds up. Okay, rebalancing. Let's define that. Managing your investments to ensure proper diversification and a desired asset mix. So you're going to rebalance every now and then because it means managing your investments to ensure proper diversification and a desired asset mix. Because markets change over time, rebalancing helps you maintain your target asset allocation amongst stocks, bonds, and cash. Now, a simple choice, let's define that. Investing does not need to be difficult, according to this article. Owning a few simple, well-chosen investments is a sound approach for many investors. And if you don't understand an investment, then don't buy it. Now, they made that easy. If you don't understand an investment, don't buy it. Now, some people use financial planners to assist them with investing or understanding investments, but that's a whole another topic, choosing a financial planner. Okay, so now let's move into investing for retirement. It used to be that people could count on pensions from their employers to provide a comfortable retirement. In a pension, the employer invests some of your paycheck and then pays you a specific amount when you retire. Now, that's something that everybody wants. Everybody really wants to work for a company that's going to actually pay you a pension at the end of your contracted time with that particular company. I mean, some hospital administrators may have a 10-year contracted time. Some corporation CEOs may have a 5-year contracted time. The president of the United States receives a pension, either after his one term as a president or after a second term as a president. People who work in public agencies, people who work for the government, they want jobs that will, in the long run, pay a pension. So that's what we're talking about. But nowadays, we're being told that corporations, government, everybody's moving away from that, and that people are becoming responsible for ensuring their own retirement, okay? So that's the reason it's important to understand investing for retirement, because if you're going to work on a job or even own your own business for 25 or 30 years, you got to do what they call a set-aside. Set aside a little bit of money to help you in your old age. And then that's another thing when it comes to old age. Used to be a time that people only lived to be 60 or 65. At age 50, you were considered old. Nowadays, people are living to be 85 and 90. What income will you have at age 90 to maintain your household, pay your bills, and still enjoy life? Some people are traveling around at age 90, or they're into fitness at age 90, or they have their club memberships at age 90. So, okay, let's move on. These days, many employers are moving away from pensions, which is what I just said, or what they call defined benefit plans, DB plans, into defined contribution, DC plans. These plans require the employee to take an active role in investing for retirement. Now, how much you receive depends on how much you and your employer contribute to the plan and how successful you are in investing that money. Now, let me just say this, too. You don't want to get fired, all right? You want to be able to do what it takes for you to get to retirement age on a particular job in order to qualify for your retirement. So let's get that straight. And if you leave a job, don't just resign. Find out what you're entitled to if you do become frustrated. That way you can still get something from a job that perhaps you didn't stay at all the way until retirement time. Okay, now, we're going to talk about defined contribution plans, and here are some examples of defined contribution plans that you can manage yourself. Well-known 401k plans. And there's several different types of 401k plans, okay? A 401k plan is a payroll deduction plan that lets you save a portion of your current salary for retirement. These plans are referred to as tax deferred because you don't pay taxes on the money you put into the 401k until you withdraw the money at retirement. As an employee, you invest your 401k plans as you see fit within the options provided by your company. Some companies match a portion of the money that their employees contribute to a 401k plan. Now, during the 80s, oh, man, in the 90s, I know a lot of people took advantage of that, people who worked for companies, and even in years prior to that, maybe 50s and 60s, people who worked for good companies that offered these types of matching grant plans to assist their employees with retirement. Another type of plan is known as the Roth 401k plan. If your employer offers it, a new option is a Roth 401k plan. It works similar to a regular 401k plan, but like a Roth IRA, contributions are made with after-tax dollars and the account grows tax-free. So that when you decide to cash in a Roth 401k, you don't owe any taxes on it. And of course, that depends on investing can be a risky business. Just as you can make money when your investment increases in value, you can lose money if the value of an investment declines. Okay, now let me repeat that. Investments can be risky business. Just as you can make money when your investments increase in value, You can lose money if the value of an investment declines. Okay. Now, back to the Roth IRA. However, unlike a Roth IRA, they're talking about the difference between a Roth IRA and a Roth 401k. There are no income restrictions to participate. Okay, so Roth IRAs have income restrictions, but Roth 401ks do not. Okay, now they're mentioning also 403B tax-deferred annuities. A 403B, which a lot of companies offer, plan is like a 401K, but it is funded by employee contributions and often matching contributions from the employer. The 403B plan is designed for employees of certain nonprofit organizations, such as schools, hospitals, and churches. Okay. So if you work in a school, a hospital, a church, or some other type of nonprofit organization, you may want to save for retirement by using a 403B plan, and your employer may be making matching contributions to that plan. Now, a KEO, which is spelled K-E-O-G-H, KEO plans allow self-employed workers to establish tax-deferred retirement plans for themselves and their employees. Each type of KEO plan places different limitations on the percentage of your income that you can contribute each year to the plan. There are also limitations on the dollar amount you can contribute. So a KEO plan is for a person who is self-employed. KEO plans allow self-employed workers to establish tax-deferred retirement plans for themselves and their employees. Each type of KEO plan places different limitations on the percentage of your income that you can contribute each year to the plan. There are also limitations on the dollar amount you can contribute. Now, we're going to go into IRAs again, which is known as the individual retirement account. You can also plan for your retirement by contributing money each year to an IRA. An IRA is an investment account that you open through a bank, a brokerage firm, or mutual fund to buy investments such as stocks, bonds, and mutual fund shares. Those investments will grow tax-deferred or tax-free depending on the IRA. You can withdraw your funds without penalty anytime after you turn the age of 59 and a half. Okay. IRAs are called individual retirement accounts because you open them in your own name. And they're easy to get. An IRA is easy to get. The thing about investments is once you take one out, forget about it and hold on to it. You can go straight to your bank and invest in an IRA. There's also something known as an IRA CD. We know about CDs. Unfortunately, today, though, these plans are paying very little interest. I mean, some people are recommending that you just invest in real estate or something that pays more, that will pay back more in the long run. That's what I've heard. To give you an example, you can buy a property today for $200,000 and 3 years from now sell it for $260,000. You've made a profit of $60,000 in 3 years. Most of these investments don't give you that type of return, okay, unless you have a hefty amount in the plan. So that's the reason some people recommend real estate as an investment vehicle to gain monies towards retirement. And then when you get those profits, when you get those gains on real estate, there will come a time when you will have to pay taxes on them, unless you perhaps take that money and roll it into one of these plans. Okay, so now IRAs are called individual retirement accounts because you open them in your own name. There's no such thing as a joint IRA, even for married couples. If both you and your spouse are employed, you can each contribute the maximum amount to your own IRA each year. If only one of you is employed, you can set up a regular IRA for the working spouse and a spousal account for the non-working spouse. All IRA contributions must come from your earned income, including wages, salaries, tips, and bonuses. Here are the maximum contributions as of the year this book was written. In 2007, under age 50 was $4,000. Over age 50 was $5,000. By 2009, the maximum contributions related to it were indexed to inflation. And another thing I want to say about some of these investments, you cannot contribute to them after you no longer work. If you are retired and you're no longer employed, your investment can sit there in the plan and earn a return, earn a profit, earn dividends, but you can no longer contribute. Thing is that's why it's very important to contribute while you're working. Especially any kind of matching amount. Contribute while you're working, because after you're retired, you cannot contribute to your employer's plan. Okay. You don't have to deposit the same amount of money in your IRA each year. You can even make contributions to more than one IRA, true. However, your total IRA contribution can't exceed the maximum contribution level in any one year. Okay, traditional IRAs. Now, they're really focusing here on IRAs, and an IRA is an individual retirement account. The traditional IRA, this IRA lets you defer paying taxes on your IRA earnings until you start withdrawing money from that account in retirement. Depending on your income and whether you have a pension or 401k plan at work, you may also be able to deduct your annual IRA contributions from your taxable income each year. Now, that was good. What they're saying is, say you have a high income, and say you are allowed to contribute $4,000 a year to an IRA, a traditional IRA. So you set up that account prior to doing your taxes for that particular year, and then you can deduct that amount of money. So if you have a high income that you're always being taxed on, reduce your taxable income by investing in a traditional IRA. The traditional IRA has several rules governing contributions and withdrawals. Okay, let's go over some of those rules. With limited exceptions, you can't begin withdrawing money from an IRA without penalty until you reach age 59 and a half. We already mentioned that. You must start withdrawing money from this IRA and paying taxes on that money when you turn age 70 and a half. Okay, so you can hold on to that money to age 70 and a half before you start withdrawing. If you fail to make withdrawals on schedule or don't withdraw enough money, you will pay a penalty. Okay, you can't contribute any more money to this IRA after you reached age 70 and a half. Okay, so I'm going to have to take a look at mine, because mine are called IRA CDs or something similar to that, or maybe they are Roth IRA CDs. And we're going to go over that next, something known as a Roth. Now, I can tell you right here today, I'm going to run out of time going over these investment options. So we'll do a part two to this show in May, the first Sunday in May. Okay, now a Roth, R-O-T-H, IRA, Let's go over that. If you qualify to open a Roth IRA, you will never pay taxes on the income you earn through your IRA investments as long as your withdrawals comply with IRS rules. This means that your earnings from a Roth IRA grow tax-free. Your earnings from a Roth IRA will grow tax-free over many years. In addition, there are some more rules that apply. Let's go over those, Roth IRA rules. You can't deduct your annual Roth contributions from your taxable income. Okay, so now you cannot deduct your annual Roth contributions from your income. Now, a traditional IRA, you can deduct that from your household income, but you cannot deduct the Roth. You can't start using your Roth earnings until you get to age 59 and a half and have had the account for at least 5 years. Okay, now that's something new. Okay, you don't have to withdraw money from the account or pay any additional taxes when you turn age 70 and a half. So with the Roth, you don't have to withdraw the money from the account or pay any additional taxes when you turn age 70 and a half. And finally, you can keep contributing money to this IRA for as long as you have earned income. Okay, interesting. Okay, now let's make some decisions in reference to those types of investments. How do you decide on which one is good for you? At face value, it may seem that the Roth IRA, with its tax-free investment growth and flexible withdrawal policies, is the better deal for a retirement saver. For some investors, this may be true, but whether a Roth is best for you will depend on your own financial situation, including your tax bracket, your other income sources, and your other investments. To be sure, check with a tax specialist. They took those words right out of my mouth. Have a tax specialist, or at least check with one, a tax specialist. And I'll tell you, I've gone to some tax specialist websites, the website for Liberty Tax, the websites for H&R Block, the website for TurboTaxes. You can go to those websites and actually read up on a lot of information that relates to being smart about filing your taxes, being smart about making adjustments to your income in ways that will benefit you. Okay, now remember that you choose where your IRA funds will be invested. The investments you make won't be any safer or more lucrative because they are part of an IRA account. Research your investments thoroughly and invest with care. Take care when deciding how much money to withdraw from your IRA each year. Many retirees try to take only the minimum required withdrawals so that their IRA funds are more likely to last them throughout their retirement years. You are listening to Blog Talk Radio. I'm Laura Gall, and the name of my show on Sundays is Laura Gall's Financial Fitness Boot Camp. My call-in number is always 1-714-242-5273. 1-714-242-5273. Happy Easter, and we'll talk about some more retirement investments on the first Sunday in May. Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.